welcome to the Wisdom of Your Soul. I'm your host, Janice Mary. I'm hoping you're doing well and you had a great week. Today's a holiday, so a lot of people have off today. So I hope you're doing something really fun or just something you enjoy today. Talking about doing things that we enjoy and activities and being out in the world, I think one of the really struggles of this virus has been people feeling that loss of freedom, you know, the freedom to do what you want to do when you want to do it, not being able to travel when you want to or go out and see friends when you want to. And just that freedom has been or feels like it's been taken away from us. So I think I felt like maybe a good topic to talk about today because you know, we are still very free and we have the freedom, our inner freedom. And sometimes it can feel like if our out of freedom, the freedom that's outside of us is taken away from us, that can make us feel trapped or imprisoned, and it really doesn't have to. So when we consult, when we go within and ask for another opinion, you know, on what's happening in the world and what's happening today, we get insights, different insights that maybe we would get from that ego mind. The ego mind that complains and wakes up and says, oh, I don't want to go to work today, or I'm tired, I didn't get enough sleep. It's always refreshing to me to hear people that don't agree with those beliefs. You know, when I hear people talk about, you know, you get enough sleep that you need. So if you wake up and you've only had 4 hours of sleep, that's all you've needed. If you wake up and you only had 2 hours of sleep, that's all you've needed. And, it really does help. It's amazing how strong the mind is, because when I started shifting that, even just that one thought, it helped me from feeling so tired during the day. I don't even think about how much sleep I get anymore during the night. That seems to be a real big focus with a lot of people I talk to and a lot of my clients, that they can't sleep. They're not getting enough sleep. They're up all night. I think that focus on it is not serving us very well. So it's hard not to focus on it. But again, when we go into a different place within ourselves, we find freedom. And just the freedom from that belief, the belief that I need a certain amount of sleep. I hear from people all the time, I need to have this amount of sleep. I need to have that amount of sleep. And that's a very, very strong mantra and very strong affirmation. So we can change it. A lot of people don't believe that. A lot of people believe you only need a few hours of sleep and you can live on that. And if you do believe that, if you believe like, oh, well, I just don't need a lot of sleep, then that really does come true for you. The recommended guidelines of sleep does not apply to every single person. I mean, if you notice that you just like to have a lot of sleep and you seem to be better in the daytime, that's fine. I wouldn't change that. But this focus on it, like I used to actually wake up and count the amount of hours. Okay, I went to bed at 11. I just woke up at 6. And I used to count to make sure that I had enough sleep. And I don't do that anymore. I try not to notice what time I go to bed, and whatever time my dog and cats wake me up is the time I wake up. But old habits do die hard, and I'll wake up and I'll instantly say, oh, I'm tired. And the minute I say that, I really do feel tired. So then I remember I don't have to feel tired, and I had plenty of sleep because that's what my body needed, because it got up fine and I'm fine. And so when I don't say that mantra to myself all day long, I find I have plenty of energy. I might go to bed a little earlier that night, but I do have plenty of energy to get me through the day. So this kind of obsession about sleep and getting enough sleep is really a very strong belief. So just watch it. And again, that is the beauty of you know, asking for a second opinion, to go within yourself to find your freedoms And, you know, once I start to feel that, then I would listen to other people and they would say the same thing. You know, I only need 4 hours of sleep. Well, I only need 2 hours of sleep. And so, again, opening your mind and realizing that we don't have to always be such a certain way, and we don't have to live by beliefs that cause us harm. And then also that can really ruin our day. You know, if you really feel like, oh, I can't function, I didn't have enough sleep, I can't function. The anxiety of saying that to yourself all day long is going to impact you. So it is interesting how our belief systems that come from the world really do create our day, or, you know, make a good day or a bad day. So it can be just that simple. So when we look at some of the freedoms that we've lost because of the virus, I think a lot of people are just... some people take that really, really hard, and other people look at it as not such a big deal. And so why is there such a big difference in the reactions to the virus and how it's affected you? And I do believe it's just probably what people believe and what they want to do with their lives. And for some people who love to be out in the world doing things, it is much harder on that type of personality. People that like to stay home and watch TV and read and be quiet don't feel as impacted. So if you're the type that likes to do a lot, this is the time maybe for you to get to know your own spirit, your own soul a little bit better, and to learn how, in a way, to be comfortable at home with yourself. Because we can really keep ourselves quite busy, so that we almost don't even know who we are. If you have a list of things to do in a day, that's it. You're in your list and you're not really thinking about too much of anything else. So in a way, this virus has slowed all of us down, has gotten us to be more with ourselves, and it almost has put each of us on a little spiritual retreat that has lasted quite a while. So I encourage you to look at it that way and to use this as the time to get comfortable with you and within you. And if you're having a hard time, and if you feel lonely, and if you feel sad, or if things are going on that, you know, you're not resonating with, it's time to ask for that second opinion with your soul, with the energy that lives within you, because that's the energy that will help you to break some of the barriers of these beliefs, and also show you what other things that you could be doing, you know, actually give you some ideas, some new inspirations, some new tips of what to do during this time if you feel like you're struggling. So how do we do that? You know, how do you get the second opinion? You know, how do you move from this critical ego that the minute you wake up has a lot to say about you, about your life? And it's interesting because I watch my ego and I listen to what it says. And it seems like the more experiences you have and the older you have, it has more information to kind of bombard you with, and more criticisms because it has more experiences that it can point to, you know, and more, just more things it can kind of show you, like, oh, you didn't do this or you didn't do that, or, you know, just complaints and being harsh with yourself. So if you're just listening to that voice, that ego, that critic, the voice that comes in that kind of wants to take your day away, if that's the only voice you're listening to, you're going to be upset, you know, and disappointed in yourself, and not have the ability to continue to create what you want to create in your life, which is just really a good day, one good day after the other. If your ego believes you can't be happy with a certain amount of sleep, or you can't be happy not making a certain amount of money, or if you can't be happy not in a relationship, if that's what your ego is telling you, you know, you're missing a whole portion of your life and getting stuck in that and living in those thoughts and beliefs. And again, that is absolutely not your fault. It's what happens to all of us. So what we really want to do is work on silencing that ego, that inner critic, so that you can reach for this other feeling that lives within inside of you, this other energy that lives inside and has a whole other wise information for you to live your life. And it's specific to you. So what I would feel for myself wouldn't work for you, and what you would feel wouldn't work for me. But the encouragement here, as always, is to find that wisdom for you, because it really does help you so much, and helps you not to get stuck in those beliefs that the world gives us so strongly that we don't even know that we really are living our life by. So the way you can kind of tell is just what is your mind feeding you in the morning, and are you believing it, or are you ignoring it, or you know, how is it affecting you? So if you wake up and you're not feeling good, that's it right there. If you wake up and you're not feeling good, there's a belief inside your mind that your spirit, your soul would not agree with. It just would not agree with it. So anything that hurts you the minute you wake up is something to be challenged and something to be discarded, you know? Almost like, I'm not going to let anything get in my way today to have a really good day, you know? Not easy to do, but once you get in the habit of it, you don't have to be so conscious of it. You just start to feel very present in your life and happy. And intuitively, you know everything is working out for you. You just know it. So it takes a little bit of work in the beginning, but then after that, you kind of have it. So it is something for you to work on while we have this time to work on. If you feel like you always have to distract yourself out of your thoughts because your thoughts are not good, it's time to just not believe them. So if you want, you could just do like a simple exercise in your mind. And I find this helpful sometimes because it's visual. And I like things that are easy and visual, and it kind of helps me to digest it. So when you think about this ego mind and it's telling you all the criticisms of your day and all these beliefs that you're not living up to and all the things that it thinks you should be doing, look at that person inside of you, this part of you, as a person, as you, and just kind of see you off to the side and kind of complaining to you like that inner critic, and just look at you, that person, complaining to you and just saying all the things that you should be doing and how horrible you are and all those criticisms. And you can see it as yourself, and you can just watch it complaining to you, you know, how you messed up your life or whatever the complaint of the day is. You hate the virus, you hate the restrictions, you hate wearing a mask, you hate whatever it is that you hate. And just let it have a voice. Let that ego have a voice and just listen to it as if you were listening to another person. And just listen and try to detach a little bit from it. And I think making it another part of you and not fully you helps, because it helps to detach from it. So when you look at you complaining and yelling and, you know, having a really tough time with you and your life, you can kind of just look at it and smile. Okay, you know, that's my ego. My ego is never going to be happy. So now, as you're looking at this person standing there pretty much yelling at you, start to see you turn into a child. Start to see you turn into a child. So now the ego you has turned into the child of you. So it's much easier when you see this ego as your child, the inner child in you that just wants everything, that's insatiable and wants what it wants and wants what it wants yesterday. You know, that's the ego, and it's having a tantrum. So now you see you complaining those same complaints, but as a child. So that helps, I feel that helps me to detach from what the ego has to say to me. So now I see this ego complaining and yelling, oh, you didn't do this, and you know, you have to do that, and you know, all the different things that it has to say as a child. So the child is having a fit, having a tantrum, not having a good day, definitely not having a good day. So now this is where the good part comes in. This is where your soul energy, the other part of you, who knows better, who's wiser, can come in. You see, that is you too, and another part of you. Put that other person on the other side of the room. So you have your ego child here, and then you have the soul energy, the soul, the wise you over here. And you just look at that soul energy of you there, and know that that part of you is wise. That part of you knows everything. That part of you knows you intimately. That part of you loves you and has not one ounce of criticism. So it's the direct opposite of the ego child and the ego. So you couldn't get further from, they're just so opposite. They're so different. Sometimes people will tell me in counseling, I feel like I'm two different people. One minute I'm being nice and the next minute I'm being terrible to myself. So we can see why that happens. So as you're looking at this, the spiritual you, you just sit with that you for a while. Sit with that you for a while and just listen. Listen to what that soul has to say to you. And just feel the love that emanates from that part of you. And just let yourself bask in it and just let it restore you and settle you so that you don't have to run away from your mind. You have your ego child contained on this side and you have the spirit soul on that side. So whether you want to make it left, right, is up to you. But it's a nice visualization. So after you're basking yourself in your soul energy, you can ask questions, you can ask for insights. And don't put pressure on yourself if you can't hear anything. Just say, okay, you know, later in the day, let me know something that I need to know. You know, it can be something very simple. You can also ask this wise side of you, if you really are connecting to it and you see it and you feel this energy of love, to go over and comfort the ego child. The spiritual side of you knows how to comfort the ego child. So you can watch. You can watch that spiritual side of you walk over and take that ego child's hand and comfort it and tell her or him everything that it needs to know and that he's safe and she's safe and nothing bad has happened. And because all the complaints, the wise you can just soothe all those complaints away to help that ego child be calmer. You know, be calmer and also to understand that you don't need all those things. And all those things that the ego child is believing is just not that important. It's just not as important as this ego child thinks. I mean, think about when you're a child and a toy is taken away and you flip out. I mean, that is the end of the world. And that's the ego. So the ego can make us feel like anything is the end of the world. Like not getting enough sleep is the end of the world. Or not being in a relationship is the end of the world. Or, you know, not having the job that you love is the end of the world. And that's just the furthest thing from the truth. You know, we are magnificent beings and we're unlimited and we have so much to offer. So when you tap into this wise side of you, this wise spiritual part of you, you'll be able to access that and you'll be able to access the wisdom and everything that you need to have a very, very successful life. And that will manifest itself in many different ways. And you just watch it and you can just then enjoy your life and for better and worse. So when the good things come, you can sink into them and totally enjoy them and be present for them. And when the bad things happen, that you know that you have somebody in your corner, you know, and helping you and guiding you through it, and that you're never alone no matter what happens to you, whatever happens to your body, you're never ever alone. So I do that exercise often, you know, because I feel like it reminds me that the ego in me that feels like the boss of me is really just a child, and a child having a tantrum, and the spiritual side of me knows better and has so much more wisdom to share and so much more to give, and helps me to just enjoy today and not torture myself, but just to live in the moment of today. And that is truly a gift. It's really a gift to be able to sit with yourself and be happy no matter what. No matter what is going on, to just sit within yourself, to be comfortable, to be satisfied, to know who you are, and to know the beauty and the you know, just how much of a miraculous beings we really are. So you really can feel the depth of that. And when you feel the depth of that within yourself, you can understand that everyone has that. And you can see the depth of that in other people. And sometimes you look at people and you can say, oh, they're in their ego child, and that child is out of control, completely out of control. And then other times you can see the spiritual wise self in somebody, that they're connected to it in that moment, whatever they're doing, and you just know, you know that that's really the truth of them, and that this world is a tough, tough place to be. We have bought into so many belief systems that hurt us so much and make us feel so bad about ourselves. So it's really time to see your ego as a child so that you can walk away from that, have your the strength from your spiritual side, soothe that ego so that you can just manifest and do whatever it is that you want to do, and be comfortable during this time when we have more alone time, and to enjoy it and to really enjoy the life that you have. To just laugh and have fun. And that's what it's all about. So, sounds so simple, but when we have an out of control ego, it's very hard to just enjoy the simplest of things. So spend more time, you know, with the other part of you. Spend more time with that spiritual wise self, and, you know, meditate and listen to her or him, and feel the wisdom within you, and feel the goodness that comes to you, so that you can feel who you truly, truly are. And that is an amazing experience here on earth. You know, we don't have to wait until we go back into spirit to feel what it's like. So that's a little bit of our heaven on earth during a very difficult time where it feels like we have so many restrictions, and it doesn't have to. It can be a spiritual retreat right now. So I hope you join me in your spiritual retreat and working on helping your ego child to soothe and relax and take it easy. So I hope that helps. Have a beautiful week, and we'll meet again next week. Take care. Bye.